Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahan, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set, pop!
Bora Hey, Iconic Army.
Bora Hey.
So something huge happened in my life this weekend. I got
huge.
I got engaged.
Yay! Congratulations.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I'm so happy. I'm so excited. Jeremy and I had just gotten back from our trip, our vacation to Puerto Rico, and the day after he planned this whole surprise. Like, I was literally crying the morning we got engaged. I was literally crying in bed, and he was comforting me because I was like, I just thought it was gonna happen. Like, if, you know, everybody's in town this weekend, like, I just thought, really, you know, and I was like, really sad. I was like, I thought we'd be engaged by now. And he was just reassuring me how much he loved me. And he was like, just, you know, can you just trust me? And I was like, I do trust you, you know. Little did I know that, like, 5 hours later, we would be engaged. And that him and Bethany, you, and my sister had, like, planned this whole ruse for me for the whole day. So I had no idea. Bethany, like, the week prior to us going on vacation, you had told me you'd be in town to celebrate Father's Day. Which, genuinely, I didn't think anything of. I was like, well, they celebrated in Kansas City last year. It makes sense to celebrate it in St. Louis this year, you know. And so, you know, you were going to...
I thought you would be suspicious.
No.
Because the second I told you, you were like, oh, yeah, actually, my parents are coming into town that weekend, too. And I was like, shit.
Well, I was
like,
just...
But we were FaceTiming, so I had to keep composure. But I was trying not to, like, widen my eyes, like, oh, no.
Well, maybe it's because you kept your composure that I didn't think anything. Because, I mean, yeah. I was just saying that because I knew that our time to see each other would be limited. Because I wasn't sure what the plans with my parents would be. And, you know, really, my sister was like, oh, just so you know, I'm inviting mom and dad for Father's Day. I don't know if I've mentioned on the podcast, but my parents moved to Alaska at the beginning of this year. And so we just haven't been able to see them much. And so she was inviting them into town. And I was like, you know, cool. Like, I didn't think too much of that, you know. The only reason why I thought we were getting engaged in Puerto Rico was because of this, like, oh, Bethany will be in town, my parents will be in town, like, but then when it didn't happen, I was like, okay, it's not happening, you know. But Bethany, you had texted me like, hey, you want to hang out at like 2 on Saturday? And I was like, sure. And you had had the idea to come over to our apartment since Corey hadn't seen it, which I still didn't think was suspicious. Like, I was like, oh yeah, I would love for him to see it. And then after you guys had been there for a very short time, like 15 minutes, Jeremy was like, do you guys want to go on a walk, like at the park over there? Which I still didn't think was suspicious, because before you guys came over, and I hadn't like vocalized this to Jeremy, but I was already thinking like, oh, we should go on a walk because it's such a nice day and I love that park, like that's where I go on my runs, and you know, just to show you guys that park. And so we are walking along the path of this park, and I'm just filling in Bethany about Puerto Rico, and then you know, Jeremy just out of nowhere was like, hey baby, let's go over here. And he like, you know, leads me over into this grassy area, like on the edge of the pond. And then he got down on one knee and he was like, Kayla, I love you so much. You're my first love. I want you to be my last. And, you know, will you marry me? And of course, I'm like, I'm like taking off my sunglasses. I'm like, my hands are like gone up to my mouth, just like in shock. And I'm like crying. And, you know, of course, of course I said yes. And, you know, we hugged and kissed. And then afterwards, he was like, oh, and all, by the way, over there is our photographer. And he like pointed across the water, and he had gotten his boss is actually like does photography on the side. And so she came and took pictures. Like, it was all such a surprise,
it was,
you know,
well planned,
so
out,
well planned.
And it was a surprise.
Yeah. And it was a
huge surprise.
Huge surprise. Yeah. And it meant a lot to me that you and Corey were there for that, you know.
It meant a lot for us to be there. Yeah. I felt so honored to be a part of it. Jeremy had called me and said, hey, like, I'm going to do it when we get back from Puerto Rico, and I really want to do it at this park that we go to. But I'm worried about getting her there because I'm scared she's going to be like tired and not want to go. And he said maybe she'd be a little bit more motivated to go to the park if she knew that, like, you know, Corey and I were coming. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, yeah, absolutely. Like, totally. My biggest thing was like, how do I get her to dress up?
Yeah.
Because I'm picturing like if I said, hey, let's go to the park, I would absolutely be wearing
biker
like
shorts, t-shirt. Yeah,
exactly.
Totally.
And so I had talked to Corey for a long period of time about writing this text for you saying, hey, just so you know, like, I'm going out to dinner with my parents later, so I'm actually in a sundress, and I try to keep it as casual as possible. Mm-hmm. And you responded like, I'm going out to dinner with my parents later too, so I'm actually also wearing a sundress.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, perfect, mission accomplished.
Literally.
And then just like tried to continue on with the conversation,
because I was like,
he had a photographer.
Yeah.
And I was like, she has to look nice. I think she'll be upset if she doesn't look nice.
Yeah. I mean, I was getting dressed up because I knew that you guys were coming over and I probably wouldn't have time to like get ready for dinner after that. So, you know, you saying that actually made me feel better, because I didn't want to be overdressed for when you came over. And so like you saying, oh, I'm already wearing a sundress, I was like, okay, perfect. Like, you know, we'll have the same vibe. So that was not suspicious at all also, and amazing. And so it was just so wonderful that you guys were there.
It all went so smoothly.
Yeah. I mean, oh my gosh. I'm not easy to surprise. And afterwards, like, my sister had told me that we had Father's Day plans at 5 p.m. And right after, you and I and, you know, Corey and Jeremy are standing there on the path talking, and Jeremy turns to me, he goes, so we are going to dinner. Actually, I have an engagement party planned. It's at 4, not 5, at the same place. So we have enough time to go home and feed Rosie, and then we're going to go out there. And I was like, oh my gosh. And because I had told him like months ago, like probably like 6 or 8 months ago, like, I would love for after we get engaged to be able to like get together with all of our families. Like, that was really important to me. And so he remembered that, and he planned that. And we found out when we were there that he actually went to that restaurant ahead of time on his lunch break one day to like scope it out and make sure that the party room was gonna be good for this. And like, I just love mm-hmm. that he did that. Like, he really mm-hmm. thought about everything. And so we got he there did. And my sister had asked, like, can I decorate the room? And Jeremy said that that was a great idea. So she had gotten like light blue table runners and, you know, made little bouquets of flowers to put down the table. And my Aunt Brenda makes cakes for like family and friends. And she made us this beautiful like engagement cake with light blue flowers all over it, and light blue is our color. Mm-hmm. And like, our whole families were there, my parents, my sister and her husband, my grandma came in from Arkansas, which was awesome.
Yeah, how special.
Amazing.
Yeah.
My aunt and uncle, and then Jeremy's immediate family, his parents and sister and his grandma were there too. And that was just wonderful that we got to just like immediately see everybody. Of course, I started crying again when like opened the door. Yeah. And everybody was there, and had to like immediately make my way around the room to go hug my grandma. And so mm-hmm. that was just wonderful, just being able to be there with everybody and celebrate with yeah. them. And then afterwards, he had planned to get together with friends at this, like, it's called The District in Chesterfield, but it's like this kind of like bar brewery, but it has like open space, you know, hangout space too. And so Bethany, mm-hmm. you and Corey came back out for that. My sister and her husband came, and then like our friend group met us all out there too, which was mm-hmm. amazing. It was like just so wonderful.
It was the perfect day. Yeah. Yeah, it really was. And we're so happy for you. I'm so, so happy for you. We knew this was coming mm-hmm. soon, and it's been hard on my end to just be quiet about all of it, but you guys are just perfect for each other, and I'm just like proud of you, of like where you are now. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like everything in your life is so beautiful, and you deserve it all. And yeah. I'm just happy where you're at.
I appreciate mm-hmm. it so much. Thank you so much. I'm really happy yeah. with where I'm at too. And just like, I'm exactly where I want to be, where I'm meant to be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, mm-hmm. just, I'm very, very grateful and just yeah. so overjoyed. Like, I just still can't believe it. We have been talking about yeah. it for months. Like, we knew that it was going to happen. We obviously have plans that we know we want together. You know, we were already planning mm-hmm. our life together for a while. But for it to, like, be, I guess, like, actually set in motion here, you know,
it's happening.
Yeah. It's crazy. But yeah. Wonderful. So yeah, I'm engaged.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, congrats again. Yes.
Thank you.
We're all so happy for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
But yeah, let's get into today's episode, which is going to be all about Festa 2026 and the Merry-Go-Round music video that was released.
Let's do it. Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right, today we're going to hang out for about an hour, and we are going to be talking about all of the content that we got for Festa 2026, and then we are going to mostly be talking about the music video for Merry-Go-Round. We were not expecting a music video for Merry-Go-Round at all. It's only released on Spotify, and boy, did it blow our minds. We went into research thinking like, oh yeah, it's mostly going to be Festa content, and then it became all about this music video. So if you haven't seen it, you definitely need to go see it. It's on Spotify, but we're going to be talking about it here in detail for this episode.
Yes. Before we get too far into it, we just want to say thank you, Iconic, so much for being here and for listening and for all of your support. And if you'd like to support us further, you can do that by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Yes, thanks for being here, for all of your support, and of course, for listening. So let's get into this timeline. We got a concept map of the Festa 2026. The Festa, like, concept map that they released has just, like, a bunch of their, like, logos and album art from all of their albums throughout the year. You can see, like, Map of the Soul 7 is on there, You Never Walk Alone is on there, Arirang,
Proof,
Butter is even on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really cute. So on June 4th, they released the BTS family photos. On June 5th, they released the Hooligan official performance video. On the 7th, they released a normal log. On the 8th, they did a 13 side mm-hmm. film. And then after that, they released a Run BTS teaser. Well, actually, what was the teaser? It was really the teaser for the, like, Festa dinner.
Yeah, Festa dinner.
It was. Like, mm-hmm. it just a brief little teaser for it. And then we got to see the actual Festa dinner the day after that on the 11th. The 12th, we got a fifth album, Arirang, like limited edition picture disc on vinyl. And then we also got the Come Over official release, which was a huge release for everyone. We've been wanting it on Spotify and streaming services. So that happened. And then on the 12th and 13th, they did a world tour in Busan. So we got to see Arirang in Busan. We'll talk a little bit more in detail about what they performed. And then on the actual 13th of their anniversary, they just had like a congratulations. So, you know, we have pictures that we got to talk about, like all the family photos. And so we'll get into more detail of each of these events.
Yeah. Listen, for me, one of my favorite parts of Festa every single year is the family photos. So I love when they kick it off with the family photos. And I think this year it hits even harder for me because it's their first year all reunited. Like last year in Festa, we just had Jin and J-Hope during it, and they did an amazing job with Festa.
They did.
Like, I mean, really, but oh, it just felt so good to see them all back together. Yes. I mean, like the concept for this where like their styling is all kind of like soft, you know, like sweaters and, you know, like neutral tones and like some light blues, some tans, you know, nothing really harsh. And they all have really like light makeup done and, you know, like they just look...
It's very clean and pretty and cozy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I love, they got both like outdoor and indoor shots. They shot at a house that they were staying in San Jose when they were on, like as they're on tour. So these photos were super recent when they posted them. Mm-hmm. But like there's some with them like outside on a bench. Like I feel like that's the classic family photo setup where they have like three in front, four in the back, and they're all like serving face, you know, but they have one where they're smiling as well. One of my favorite ones is the one where they're outside and it's like a circular mirror and they're all reflected in the mirror and the sun is just glowing off of each one of them. And they all like have these little soft smiles on and they look like they're just soaking up the sun. This to me is very like, it gives me nostalgia for like HYYH. Like that's what it just really harkens back to those days. I love that photo so much. And then they had some photos inside, like some on a staircase and some on a couch. And like I love this one on the couch where they're like a little bit goofier, like Taeyong's kind of laying across Jin and like Jungkook's laying across Taeyong's back, and you know they're kind of all holding on to each other and
like,
you know, very boyish and cute. And I just I love the family photos.
Me too. Some of my favorites are the ones outside where we get this like higher shot of all of them where the camera almost looks like it's in the tree. It really makes me think of like the Beatles Rubber Soul album a little bit where they did some photo shoots outside and all four of them are together. And so I just really get like band vibes. Like, you know, this group.
Yeah. No. I love that
one too. It's so sweet.
Yeah. Like the tree's kind of like framing them too. Like it's a little bit further away and very naturey. These are some fantastic family photos. Why they is Taeyong just baby? Like in some of these when he's in the middle, he's either like serving extreme face and looking so fucking hot, or he's just like adorable.
Being a cutie.
Little cutie baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
So cute.
On June 5th, the next day, they released the Hooligan official performance video. And so we have to talk about this one a little bit more because this is like what we've been dying for, like needing for Hooligan, because the concert experience of Hooligan, like that is the opening song. So it's just like ingrained in our minds. Like it's so fresh. It's just like I need to relive that constantly. And so we got that with like the AMAs a little bit with like getting the actual concert footage for that performance. But this one is like really like top notch because it's actually on a like you know, a performance video where they're like doing right. it just for this. It's not right. just the concert. So like all of the production is like top tier mm-hmm. and the camera is crisp and it knows where to be, when to be. Like it's just, yes.
Yes.
Like it's
hell
perfection.
Yeah.
So J-Hope stands out so much. Once again, I feel like Hooligan, just listening through, you wouldn't think like, oh yeah, it's J-Hope's song. But then you see the performance and you're just like, J-Hope really is like the bread and butter of Hooligan. And so it starts off with him and I just have so much appreciation for him and how he carries this song.
Yeah.
Like she's really just like rock solid in it. And he's a visual, obviously.
Visual king. I mean, yeah. The outfit that he wears for the Hooligan mm-hmm. like music video, I feel like is my favorite J-Hope outfit of all time. He just looks so yeah. fucking cool.
He looks so cool.
And you said when we were watching yesterday that his waist looks tiny because like
it does.
There's like, you know, the big fluff on his shoulders and his pants are really wide at the bottom. So just like it gives the visual of like at the waist, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah, he fucking kills
snatched.
It. So snatched.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I can also have an appreciation for all of the backup dancers and just the entire choreography for this performance as a whole. You don't get to see it as much or appreciate it as much like live in concert because you're just kind of all over the place. And like the music video obviously has just like visual components where it's not looking at the actual performance side. And so you really get to see just how chaotic and intense and detailed the choreography is for this performance and all of the backup dancers in it. Like it really shows how intense the song is.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Yeah, I really mm-hmm. appreciate it too.
Yeah. And then also I have to make note, Taeyong, in this whole music or this performance video, his outfit has like slits right where his armpits are.
Mm-hmm.
So like you see like he's in like tight black leather.
The
like
tightest
all the other
possible.
Members like all the other members are this like bulky, edgy kind of, you know, material.
Yeah.
And he's like skin tight leather to his body and his hair is like pin straight. And it just, I mean, I think he really stands out. If I have any complaint for this performance video is he doesn't have enough screen time, but I digress. But the armpits being out, like there is a long running joke on this podcast with me and just like Taeyong armpit hair and like
you
just
love
I don't
it.
Know.
So show us like, more.
He's like covered in this tight leather and then like the amount of skin that we're getting is just his armpit area.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister texted me like, babe, Taeyong's armpits. And then she also texted in our
group
army
chat.
Mm-hmm. Our BTS soundcheck. And she also mentioned Taeyong's armpit, but I thought you had texted me about his armpits. So then I was like, oh my God, Brittany just texted me about his armpits too. Like, I have to watch this performance video. And so, anyways, it was just funny that I was like,
you're
immediately
frazzled.
Called to watch this
yes.
performance video because of his armpits. But, anyways, because of this performance video too, there's a part of the choreography that I don't know if Taeyong does this in the actual like concert or not.
Mm-hmm.
But when his part comes, he comes to the front, like his very first part that he comes to the front, and he takes his fingers and kind of like controls one of the backup dancers who's like breakdancing in a circle around him on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of like is controlling the guy with his fingers.
Yeah.
And I just think that is so cool. And I had never noticed that before, unless he just did it for the performance video.
Yeah.
But I love it.
I definitely didn't notice it until like this specific shot that we get, you know, because it's so straight mm-hmm. on. But it is cool. Mm-hmm. He's like twirling his fingers and the person's on the ground twirling in the same way. Like very. Mm-hmm. I would just think that's a really cool way to use the backup dancers as like an mm-hmm. additional visual for the choreography. I do yeah. just have to say on the note of Taeyong's outfit, it's like his vest is so tight. Like how does it even zip up is how tight it is.
I know.
You know, like yeah. that's compared to the other members. But also on a fangirl note, like still never ever ever gonna be over Jimin's outfit here for Hooligan
yeah.
with his stomach out, like the big huge black trench coat, but it's parted mm-hmm. so that his stomach is out, his lower abs are out, and he's wearing like this big long necklace that is like pointing to it, you know, and
mm-hmm.
it's like he's being so nonchalant about it, like he doesn't even seem like he's trying to like open up the jacket so that his stomach is on display, yet he does, you know. It's just
oh, yeah.
so subtle the way that he like moves. moves, the clothing.
It's classic Jimin to be doing that. Like, acting like he doesn't know what he's doing. Like
please.
The off-the-shoulder look yes. that he did for so many years.
This is the
like,
new off-the-shoulder.
Yeah.
Please keep doing
tummy
it.
Slips.
Oh yeah. My god. I love it. Also, like, we're obsessed with Yoongi's hairstyle for this performance video where he has just, like, one tuft of hair that's just, like, flipped up and, like, curled out. Mm. Like, we always relate him to Chucky, and this is Chucky hair all over again. And
we're here for it.
Yeah, totally. And I also think in this video you get so much more of the impact of all of the background dancers frozen around him. It's like there's like 40 people around him as he's just like also standing still delivering his verse, looking like so fucking cool. Mm-hmm. And then we get the one thing that we really felt like was remiss from the AMA's live performance that they gave from the Las Vegas tour was they cut away when Yoongi's kick comes in the choreography. Yeah. We're like, no, yeah. You know,
no.
But of course, here in this performance video, we get a very clear, like, he is kicking us right in the face, and we love it. Mm-hmm. We need it. We also get a super clear Jungkook, take you out, the shoulder moving, the sidestepping, like, just absolutely
like,
living. Like, Jungkook is chef's kiss, just so fucking hot and handsome, and like moving those shoulders and Jin like backing him up, you know, it's just so iconic, so incredible.
It really got the moment it deserved.
Yes,
because it is like, it's a TikTok trend, you know, like all of the armies are doing that exact part. And so yeah, I'm glad that we got this like super like high quality look at Jungkook's
close up. Yes,
choreo.
So good. We also still really love that during this performance video, RM gets his microphone like on a stand during his verse, because that's just very, I feel like that's such an RM motif at this point, like starting like back with like Persona, him like, you know, rapping at a microphone. It just stands out so much too, because the instrumental drops out during his verse, so it gives more impact to what he's saying, like he's really preaching, you know. So I love that they had that choice to keep the prop here in the performance video.
I do too. Yeah, it's a staple.
Yeah,
for sure.
So yeah, we love the Hooligan music video or performance video. We feel like it really highlights all of the best parts of the song's performance here.
It does. All of your favorite parts are high quality, front and center. Mm. You get to appreciate it.
Yes.
All at once. Yes.
Incredible.
Absolutely. So after this, we got the 13th side film project. And I am quite literally obsessed with these photos. I had to cut myself off from putting them into the doc. I was so, it's linked, because I had to be cut off.
She was apologizing. She was like, Kayla, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. There's so many photos. I'm like, Bethany.
Yeah, you were like working on another part of the doc. And I was like, girl, like, I just like, stop me. I'm so sorry, but I have to add this one. I have to add this one. But like, you really get all of these. It's all behind the scenes shots of them. You see them for like when they're doing performance music videos, you can see when they're just like backstage, you can see when they're rehearsing for the concert, for music videos, for, you know,
hanging
whatnot.
Out in downtime,
all of Arirang content behind the scenes, anything is up for grabs in these groups of photos that you get to see for the BTS side film. And these photos to me are more intimate than just behind the scenes. I don't know how that's possible, but like there's like a shot of Namjoon where he like looks barefaced and he's just like throwing a peace sign. Like it just like looks like he was walking by and someone was like, hey.
And he photo? Was like, hey.
He just, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, like super casual, probably knew the person who took it. Like it doesn't even feel like these are high quality photos, obviously, but some of them just look like your friend could have taken them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like very casual. Yeah, there's just really gorgeous shots of all of the members. One of my favorites of Jin is like this really like high production. I think this was maybe for when they did like the very beginning of like the Arirang, like when they were about to come back fully. And he's just like all of these bright lights are behind him. He looks stunning. He's glowing. He's like worldwide handsome, staring into the camera, like just gorgeous, gorgeous. One of my favorite of Yoongi is he's sitting outside. This looks like they're like in some like building in a city. I don't know if they're in Seoul.
Yeah.
But like he's on top of this basically like a rooftop kind of area, and he's sitting just looking at his phone. He's literally looking at his phone. That is all he's doing.
He just looks
incredible. But he's like man spreading, and his hair looks good, and his glasses are like the rimless glasses. Like, oh,
he's
like,
an icon.
He's so fun. He is an icon.
I love that too. These photos.
So mature.
Yeah. Mm. I love that we're getting like so many photos of each member just like in fan chant order, and they're all from like different things. Like, I just feel like it's such a variety of behind the scenes content, you know, like them in so many different phases. Like one of Yoongi's first photos, I don't know where they are. It looks like they're at like a sound stage or something, but he's just like looking up at the camera and smiling, like rare Yoongi smile, yeah, like right at the camera. Like, I just I love the picture, because like, when do you ever see? And I feel like these photos, like each
it's
of them,
it's kind of a goofy photo, honestly. Because like, love you think he looks like he's totally caught off guard,
yes, and just like too. Yeah, like natural smile. I feel like, especially looking at Jin's photos too, like the one with the rubber ducky inflatable around him, and he's wearing like the flower sunglasses. I wonder if they picked which photos of each of them were going to go in here, because I feel like they show different parts of their personalities throughout these, you know, few different pictures of each member.
Did you see the much appreciated shot of J-Hope with the rope drenched in rainwater, pulling on this rope?
Like, of course, that's one of them that they added in here. Yes, I did.
Yeah. Absolutely love it. Really cute shots of Jimin too. Yeah. Just like, I love the baggy clothes, like just casual backstage rehearsing. One of my favorites of Taeyong is this, like, I don't know if this is on the ship or where this photo is, but like out of all of the photos, this one has this like hazy look to it. It looks like there could be like smoke or dust in the room. Like,
this is definitely kind of, like, one of the swim sets for like one of the swim music videos, like the live videos. You know, like the live performance video for it where they all had the microphones, and that's what it looks like.
But his collarbones are kind of out, you know.
You don't like the one right before that where he's wearing like the leather like aviation hat and like a floral vest.
I do like that one too.
I love it.
He looks like I don't know if that was his outfit of the day, or if he was like messing around playing dress up a little bit. I can't tell.
Taeyong, it could go either way.
It's Taeyong. You never know. He's in this like vest, this like pink flowery vest. Oh, I love him. And then, yeah, Jungkook's photos are also so cute with him in his suit. My favorite is like this back. It's like a backstage shot of him kind of holding onto a microphone and his hand on his hip. It looks very like standing next to you. I could have swore this was from Golden.
But it's not.
It's not.
Oh, it really does look like that. He looks so good.
Yeah.
I like the one with him, and it's from like the swim music video where they're at the pool. And he's like pouring the watering can. He's just the watering can, baby and so cute.
Being cute. Yeah. So many wonderful OT7 shots, truthfully. Like, if you love the family photo shoot, like, this is even, I can't say it's better, but it's just even more.
It's like an addition
of all seven of them. Yeah, like, you see them actually in the rehearsal room, like, messing around with each other, being silly. There's parts where they're, like, outside playing badminton, eating food together at a table, just like, and it's just like an average meal. Like, this is not a meal that was like they went out to dinner and stuff. Like, it just looks like some kitchen that they have.
No, you
at,
can
like,
tell that this
lunch
is like when they were in LA making their album. Like, the table, you know, because we saw it in the documentary. Yeah. Oh, I love it so much. I love the earlier ones where they're in a suit is like them from the album, you know, like the album art and the album cover and. Yeah. Oh my, this is just iconic. Incredible.
It is. These photos are fantastic. Like, truthfully, if you haven't seen these, they're linked in the doc. Like, go look at them. We'll post them on our Instagram posts for promotion, surely. Because, like, truly, like, this is some quality content of all of them.
Yeah, I feel like it's
just
like
these still photos.
A treasure. Like, it's a treasure trove of, like, just all of these amazing moments between them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Love it so much.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So then after this, we got the teaser for their Festa dinner, and then we got the release of their Festa dinner. I still have not really been able to watch it, but Kayla has watched it. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it, Kayla.
Sure, yeah. I love the Festa dinner so much. And this one was actually a short one. I feel like normally we've seen Festa dinners that are like 50 minutes, an hour long or whatever. But this one was very short and sweet. They recorded it in San Jose while they were there on their Arirang tour. They recorded it right after they took their family photos that we started this episode by talking about. They did a lot of like reflection, like reflecting about their tour so far and how much they've loved each stop. Like they really loved their experience in Mexico City. And like, especially when they were walking through the presidential palace and like they went out to the balcony to the plaza and to see like it just full of army, they were like, that's the first time we've ever experienced anything like that. Like it was just so special to them. Something that stood out to me is that they said they remember, well, Jen really remembers Tampa because of the pirate ship there at the Buccaneers Stadium. Yes. And I was like, yes, you better remember Tampa. Yeah, but they reflected about how good of a time they're having on this tour and how on previous tours they've been very, very tired. And, you know, although they always enjoy the performances, like they really don't have a life during the tour outside of those. They said that they really only slept in their downtime. They didn't have like real downtime. It was just time to sleep, basically. But on this tour, they have time to take days off. They have time that they scheduled in to be able to go and do things. Jen was like, yeah, sometimes like between 12 and 7, like I don't know what to do. I don't have anything to do. Like that's how much downtime they have. And Yoongi said, yeah, like that's why I sometimes will go and play my guitar for 7 hours straight because I have that much free time. So
love hearing that.
Yeah, I think Taeyang, like first of all, Taeyang was elected as the MC for the dinner. And so when they would all be having a conversation about this, like Taeyang would kind of wrap it up and, you know, tie up each conversation. And he did such a good job of it. And yeah, one of the things he said there at the end was that they feel like they're touring in a really healthy way now, and they're you know, so they're really enjoying it and just being able to really soak in each tour stop and each concert moment because they have that downtime. So that's amazing. They also said like Hobi and like Taeyang and Jungkook have been playing pickleball a lot. And I think it was Jungkook that said that he wants to do a pickleball tournament. Like he was like, they're all over the place in North America all the time. Like we should go do that. Like Hobi and I can play like doubles and, you know, and RM said that he thought ARMY would love that. But like at first they were like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah, like literally it's so big in North America. There's always pickleball happening. Like we could go do that. So it seems like they have a pretty solid pickleball group too, where, you know, we got some pictures on Instagram a while back of them all playing pickleball and they must like do it at every stop as just like, you know, something to go do and that they enjoy. But for me, like my biggest takeaway is that they really feel like they've had a lot of growth as individuals. And like Taeyang was saying this, that, you know, they're all in their 30s now and they feel like they have matured a lot. They were talking about how like they used to fight and like they don't fight anymore. They never fight, even about like little things. Like he gave the example of somebody might, you know, say something to Jin that in the past would have like made Jin mad and he would have, you know, yelled at them about it or something. But now like Jin will just like laugh it off or like he doesn't even, you know, like it doesn't bother him at all. And so I really loved that. And they talked about how like the ones that did solo tours, J-Hope, Yoongi and Jin, they all mentioned about how when they were touring, they would be wondering what the other members were up to. And J-Hope even said like when he was on stage, sometimes he would have like a random thought about like, oh, I wonder what Jimin's doing. I wonder what RM's doing. And it would kind of take him out of it for a minute. And so they're grateful that they are all back together and they don't have to worry or think about what the other members are doing. They just know that they all get to be together. And Jin also echoed that, saying like he felt really comforted that if he made a mistake, you know, it would be easily covered. Like he knew the members would have his back and, you know, nobody would really notice it. And so I think that they are grateful for the time that they had apart because it made them grow so much as individuals and really realize how much they have as a group and how happy they are together. Mm-hmm. But they're having a wonderful time on tour and they're so happy to be together and they can't believe that it's been 13 years. They were like, right. if we were like all born together, we'd be in middle school by now, you know, like,
it's true though. It's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time. Yeah. And so they're just very proud of themselves and,
yeah, they should be.
Seems like they're in a wonderful place, so it's very, yeah, very happy for them. So yeah, that's the Festa dinner. It was great. It was, yeah, wonderful.
I'm glad that it wasn't like no drama.
No drama. Crazy, yeah.
Nothing, yeah. Like it was just pretty straightforward.
Super chill. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was very quick because we're used to like a Festa, mm-hmm, dinner being much longer and them feeling like they have so much more to like, I don't know, get through, but things just must feel very, oh, they also like kind of talked about like, oh yeah, on our next album, like we should do this or we should do that. Ooh, and how, yeah, they're all like in a very similar place with how they want to work through their music or, you know, and they're also not in a rush to put out new music. Like they, mm-hmm, they know like if they have a song, if they don't all love it, nothing's going to come of it. But if they all, yeah, love it, if they all love it, then, you know, they'll make it, you know? So
yeah,
I love okay, that. Yeah. They seem like they're in an amazing place. It was a great festive dinner. Okay. Well, on the note of their music, should we talk a little bit more about Come Over since it was officially released on June 12th? Yeah. Our last episode before I went on vacation was about Come Over because we were like, oh, we need to talk about it. Can they please release it? And then while I was, you know, they were like, oh, by the way, we're going to release it. So this must have been the reason why they didn't include it on the album. I know we theorized in that episode why they didn't, but it must have been so that they could special release it for Festa. Huh. as a gift to ARMY, and we just love that it's finally out and available for streaming. It's amazing to listen to in the car. Like I crank it up to like volume 45 and I'm just bumping, yes, it. It's so, mm-hmm, good. And the lyric video is available, which is great if you want to go watch that and support it on YouTube.
Yeah, it really is such an incredible song. I'm glad that it got released and it wasn't just like lost in the void.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Like it needed its moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after this, then we got the Arirang World Tour in Busan. It looked like incredible performances there in Busan. They performed Please for the first time, which is one of the few songs
it's
on
the only
Arirang.
Song on Arirang that they don't perform in the tour regularly.
But they don't perform One More Night.
Oh, wait. Maybe I'm getting this wrong. They perform one more night then. Yeah, they perform one more night for the first time. Yeah, I put the wrong song in here.
Getting confused.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, One More Night, yeah, for the first time. And they also performed Dimple, which is just so heartwarming because anything off of Love Yourself, Her, I get a little emo about just with it being our first comeback when we became fans. So, yeah, just incredible performances. They broadcasted this particular world tour performance in Busan globally in theaters on June 13th, which was so fitting and perfect because that's the actual date of their anniversary. And what better way than to be watching a live stream of it in theaters, feeling like you're there, part of the concert, yeah, with them. Yeah. And then on June 13th and 14th, they did in-person and offline events held at Kintext 2, featuring interactive booths, a DIY zone, and a voice message center, and a commemorative, like, trophy zone. And so that was just a cool little, like, event
cool
that you could
up.
Also go to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And to end this episode, we're going to get into this merry-go-round music video. If you guys have not seen it already, it is nowhere else but Spotify. So when you pull up your Spotify, whether that's on your phone or computer, you can click on it to be able to watch the music video and not just like listen to the song. And so I feel like it's this really obscure way. Like it could really like easily get lost, missed. But I'm telling you, this music video is like up there with like the Swim music video, honestly.
Oh,
like maybe not,
yeah,
that intense, oh, but like,
no,
it's good.
I feel like
it's so good.
I feel like if we're talking about just Arirang music videos, like this could be, mm-hmm, I think I could say this is better than the Swim music video. Like,
I mean, yeah. Like,
just because
I,
this is art. This is high art. Like, there's just so much.
It's high art, yes.
The visuals are so cool. There's so much to interpret. Like, no shade to the Swim music video. We love it. And, like, we loved it when it came out. J-Hope splash drip, like, never ever gonna be over it. BTS in their little sailor outfits, incredible. Yeah. But, like, this is such a cool.
And there's some meaning to it. There's some meaning to it. But this music video has a lot more depth to it. And if you love theories and symbolism,
it's the one for you.
This music video for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it opens with a merry-go-round. And on this, you can see, like, the, I don't know.
It's you like never walk alone.
Yeah, yeah, it says you never walk alone, but it's, like, engraved inside this merry-go-round. And not only do we see this in that era, but we also saw it in Yet to Come music video, like the You Never Walk Alone merry-go-round. And so, you know, we get consistent shots of, like, a merry-go-round. But then there's this, like, tiny carousel that it's like a miniature of the carousel that is floating within this labyrinth building that the members are inside. And it seems like the members are all trapped within this labyrinth merry-go-round.
Yeah.
That also has this, like, tiny little merry-go-round that's floating around within it.
Like, following
them. It's like
them
Inception.
And,
like, it's, yeah. Yes.
It's very much like carnival, not like Funhouse. Like, it doesn't have, like, you know, mirrors or stuff like that. But it's like that vibe where you're, like, trapped in a maze, labyrinth type of, like, trying to get out. And with, like, the constant motif of the carousel really makes sense with the merry-go-round title and themes.
Yeah
What's interesting, so we open the video and we kind of get individual shots of each member. Like, all the members are separate as they're all kind of lost in this labyrinth. So we begin with Jungkook, and he's in this room that looks like there's just, like, a broken carousel all around him. Like, the parts that hold the horses are kind of, like, piercing the floor and the ceiling, and they're, like, kind of falling to the ground. The horses are on the ground, falling off their poles, and he's singing in the middle of this and starting to walk out of it. And it feels like this room represents the overwork that BTS have experienced in their career, because, you know, all of this equipment, you know, is, like, literally falling apart. And next we pan to a room with Taeyong, where he's sitting in this chair and weeds are sprouting up all over the place. There's a huge mural of a horse in the background, like a horse, you know, kind of like the horses on a merry-go-round, you know, symbolizing, like, power, symbolizing drive. Like, horses are known for their strength and their speed. But here we are seeing this room where everything's kind of, like, dusty. There's weeds, you know. And this feels like it's representing the neglect that BTS might experience. Like, they might be neglecting their bodies or their personal lives or other aspects, like their hobbies, you know, other aspects of their life that is unrelated to their career again. And we're just thinking in this direction because of the lyrics and the themes of the song Merry-Go-Round. So that's where it took us. So far we have, like, visuals of the overwork and the neglect that BTS experience.
And so for Jimin, he's in a very industrial, like, space. There's an industrial rolling gate. There's brick walling. There's steel paneling. There's these super harsh fluorescent lights above him. You do get, like, a little shot of a window where you can see some stars outside. And then in front of Jimin is that floating miniature carousel, and it's leading him. And we really felt like this is, like, the allure of, like, getting back into it, like, why you can't get off this carousel, like, why it's, like, pulling you and attracting you. The way that this carousel is leading Jimin really reminds me of Princess Aurora in Sleeping Beauty being, like, called to by this light that takes her to go, it, like, mesmerizes her and takes her to go prick her finger on the spinning wheel. Like, that's, it's very, very similar. And so we can take this as, like, if we are talking about, like, their life and entertainment and the industry of, like, the allure and how, like, it can be, like, put you in this trance of wanting to go, like, towards it. And then for Jin, he is also walking in a hallway, but in this hallway we see this ink splattering or, like, following him, and giving the feeling of like, it's like an interstellar dark matter almost, with, because it's like alive,
yeah,
like how it's moving and like, it's not crawling, but if like ink or like splatter,
it's like spreading, like, start to move, or yeah,
it's spreading, yeah. And we felt like this really shows like the damage or like stains or like poison and just how like it can kind of taint their life,
yeah,
a little bit.
How he's like, they're
seep
like
into the cracks,
seep into, yeah, it, yeah. And it's like, you know, carried with them, and if it does, mm-hmm, get on them and it's gonna like stain them or whatever, very hard to like get over, mm-hmm, you know, things that cause that type of damage or stain, you know, mm-hmm. So yeah, so just interesting, like the vocal line members representing these things that both like the merry-go-round do to them, but also how they can't get off of it, you know, like we hear in the lyrics. So as Jin's walking, it leads him and like us as the viewer into this room where the vocal line are all sitting together. There's like 7 chairs in the middle of the room. Jungkook, Taehyung, and Jimin are already sitting down, and then there's doors all around the room as well, giving like film out. Just have to mention it, Queen film out with the door,
of course,
with the doorways. So it feels like any given member is entering or exiting from those doorways. You know, they're all coming and going to different places. And then so Jin walks in, he looks really happy. He greets the members. They all look happy to see him. And then as soon as Jin sits down, Taehyung promptly stands up and he's still smiling. He's kind of like saying bye to them and he turns and walks out through a doorway. And at first we were wondering if this kind of represented them not seeing each other, having time apart, or short brief moments together during military service. But after watching it again, it kind of feels like it's like a backstage or like a break room. Like a break room from their work or from their career, where when BTS, even if they're not doing like full OT7 album promotion, they still as individuals are doing different work with like brand ambassadors or going to fashion shows or doing, you right, know, like side work, solo projects, whatever. And so like any given one of them might be resting or having some time off, but the other ones are still out getting work done for, you know, for the group. And mm-hmm, so it's hard for them to all be together and like having a break at the same time.
Yeah.
So,
and that their moments together are very brief.
Very brief. Yeah.
Yeah. Before, yeah, they're off. Mm. Yeah.
Sad.
I know. It's such a lovely shot though to see them, how happy they are when they are
when
together.
They are together. Like,
that's,
yeah,
the happiest they look in the music video is when they're all together.
When they're all together and on a break, like a, mm-hmm, a break from work. And I think that that's, yeah, so intentional that they, when like, yeah, when they have the downtime, you know?
Right. Yeah. Right. So then we get a shot of Yoongi's room, and his room, we were kind of joking about how it's just so stereotypical for Yoongi's shots to be like the most destructive and, yeah, you know, like harsh. And so Yoongi's room is this windstorm. It's like a cyclone with this black matter that's like up on the ceiling. And it seems like that's where the storm is like brewing and where it's all coming from. And you see all this debris like funneling, circling around him. There's lightning that's coming during his verse. It's very intense. And so after this, we see parts 2 of his verse where you see him and his figure is distorted by being stretched, and it gives the illusion of being lost in a cycle like he says he is in his verse. Mm-hmm. And it's also reminiscent of some of the chaos that you see in Shadow as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool, cool shot here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we felt like too, the black matter that was like collected on the ceiling creating this cyclone was the same that was following Jin down the hallway.
Yes.
So like, I love that they kind of continued that, and how that really made us think that that represents like the chaos and like the true like hardships and danger and damage like of the industry and of, you know,
yeah,
their chosen career here.
Yes. And we thought too about like with the cyclone and the wind pattern being in a circle, repetitive like circling is also very reminiscent of merry-go-round,
right,
and what they're saying about like this vicious cycle over and over and over.
Right. And I love that too. If you like, if you could visually or like mentally think about overlaying like a merry-go-round with the cyclone and the chaos and the debris and everything, because mm-hmm, when you think about merry-go-round, you're thinking about this like little kid's ride and it goes very slow and you're just like, kind of going up and down, and you know, like, it's very chill, but like, this is how it's feeling for them, you know, like the cyclone, the chaos part of it too. Yes. So I love that they can like push the visual in that way.
Me too.
After Yoongi's verse, we get like Jimin and Jin with their hook, and they are standing on opposite sides of this huge theater curtain. Like, it has a ton of draping at the top of it, and it has like the silhouette of a horse projected onto it. In Korea, horses can symbolize strength and vitality, but in like mythology in Korea and like folklore, they can also be seen as like divine messengers or representing talent and breakthrough. And by this point in the video, we're thinking like there is a lot of horse motif. Like, yes, merry-go-rounds usually have like horses on them, but they don't have to. You know, they can have like a plethora of different animals. So like, why just the horse, and why like the murals of the horses and everything? And so maybe the horse here is representing those things that, you know, they could be representing in Korean culture. So
yeah, I agree. And that huge curtain too, like, definitely is a symbolism of just like them being entertainers. And that curtain also reminds me of just the theater that they were in and the curtains that are present in the Black Swan music video.
Yeah, definitely.
Well. Yeah. So then the music video takes another turn, and it goes into this like artistic break during some of the instrumental. And it is such a cool section of this music video. We see a lot of really beautiful shots of horses like taking off and running that then morphs. Like, you see like dust kick up behind the horse that then spins and spirals into like a human figure. And that like zooms out into like a starburst, and you see shots of members that then are like streaking and have that blurring effect to kind of show that they look like they're mobile and they're going as fast as these horses that you see in these graphics. And it's just like really, really well done.
Yeah.
And it just shows how their essence is literally draining off of them, and they are just going so, so fast. And then it leads into this super gorgeous and beautiful and truly cinematic shot of all of the members that I kind of wish that I had like a still, like a really nice still as like a poster of the shot of them, because you see all seven of them lined up. I think it's Jin is closest to us and Yoongi's the furthest away, and they're all standing in individual rooms, but there's no walls between these rooms. And they're all just either like standing or sitting, but like they're lined up and positioned in a way that you can see all seven of them at the same time. And the camera takes us past each member through each different doorway. And again, it's just really cool. And Kayla, you said that this shot could repeat forever, like a mathematical fractal. Like, I feel like that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it just... I love the way you describe it, and I do agree with you. It'd be so great as like a poster or a still, because in this shot too, the members kind of turn. They might not, but a couple of them kind of turn and look at
a couple of them do
the one behind them or in front of them, and it draws you. It continues to draw you in through the shot. That little bit of movement that they have, like Taeyong turns his head back, Jimin turns his head back, and it is just stunning and so well done. And it feels like, you know, like a lot of this music video, they've been separated. They're all in different rooms. And even right here, they're all separated from the other one, and they're looking for the other members, but they're still quite not together, you know? So it's like, as they're talking about being on this merry-go-rounds, like they have this like distance or these like walls, physical walls, you know,
separating
them, keeping them apart. And, you know, they're just, I don't know, just kind of looking for the other one.
It's cool. I like the shot.
Right after this shot, we get J-Hope's verse, and he's trapped in a room by himself. This room immediately made us think of like J-Hope's room in Fake Love, or like you know, like the room with all of the the candy bars that he's like locked and the door is locked and he can't get out, and where he's trapped in this room and there's horses painted on the walls and they're all running, and there's also weeds growing around him, like similar to the weeds that we saw in Taeyong's room, except for these, there's even more here in this one. And we just really were thinking about like the horses are running free in the wild, but him like being trapped in this room, it was so starkly obvious that he's not, you know, he's not running free, he can't be free from this merry-go-round like these horses are. So just a little bit of like dichotomy shown there visually.
It is dichotomy showing, and I feel like this is a good time to just really hone in on just the general setting of this building and labyrinth that they're in. Like, it is a super harsh environment. Like, this building is cold that they are trapped in. The fluorescent lights, the concrete, the steel, the brick, like, it could represent just the harsh, cold kind of atmosphere that you have within the industry and the job that they face. Like, it's not a very comforting space.
No, not at all. And although they make beautiful art and they're musicians that, you know, bring so much joy to the world, like the back end of things, like we even saw a little bit of this like in their documentary about the creation of Arirang, like the debates and the, you know, the decision making that can go on behind the scenes on the business side is just very much like the ugly side of it, and probably the side of it that they don't like to deal with as much. Like, they just want to be able to make their music, you know, and enjoy it with the fans. But of course, they are kind of like trapped in this, you know, the industry regardless. Like, there's no way to separate the two. You know, you need one to have the other. So, but yeah, the J-Hope is trapped in this like very harsh room, and he kind of goes with his back up to the wall, and then it pans over to RM with his back up against the wall on the other side. So still separated, but it's a great transition between them. I feel like it's kind of rare that we get like J-Hope RM transitions.
I love it. And the way that J-Hope like leans against the wall, it almost like immediately prompts RM to get up. It's almost like they can feel each other.
Yes, it does. And it feels like they're connected even though they're like separated.
Cause effect and how they transition.
Totally. So then it transitions to RM's verse, and he's standing alone in a room, and he's standing on an above ground coffin that's surrounded by burned out candelabras. And just, it takes me immediately back to like Wildflower, where he's rapping about like standing in his grave. Like, but you know, we know that he's grown so much since then, and it, you know, he's talked about how he feels like he's like conquered that side of him. So it's just, I feel like a little bit jarring to see him in this symbolism again. But maybe when they are on this, you know, the merry-go-round and feeling trapped, feeling stuck, like that's how it makes him feel, you know. And the music video kind of ends here with RM walking down a dark hallway, and as he's like finishing up his verse, and then you can see like his back and his silhouette, and you can see at the end of the hallway his members all waiting for him at the end. And so they're all back together, but they're not like smiling and happy and joking around like they were in the, like the break room scene. It does feel like there's an air of resolve to being trapped on the merry-go-round together. Like, they're all together. They feel it's like a little bit of strength maybe that they're all together. They're all looking to RM, looking to him for leadership, guidance, what have you, you know. But they're finally reunited all together. We haven't seen all seven of them together yet in the video.
And then at the very, very end, you see the camera pull back out of that hallway, out into the labyrinth, out of a window, and you get to see like a distant shot of the building. And so this labyrinth is like floating, this building is floating in space, and beneath the building in space, coming off of it is like a carousel beneath it. And it looks like a spacecraft with how it's like floating in space and with this like building and carousel beneath it. It's so wild looking. But it's just crazy to see that like this whole time they're like out floating in space on a ship. Like, yeah. What? Like, you know?
But it's like, also whoa. Like, what's that meaning? And I feel like it could mean uh-huh. about how they can feel so alone in this journey that they're on, because nobody truly understands what it is like to be in BTS unless you're one of the members. And, you know, they have managers that are close to them. They have, you know, Bang PD. They have P-Dog that have been with them from the beginning, who, you know, help them and work with them intimately. But, like, truthfully, no one gets what they experience and go through besides them, you know. Something that I felt like, because I feel like the video has a pretty like poignant ending, but something that gives it some beauty is what you can see there while this building, this like spaceship, is floating. One of the things related to the spaceship is that, I mean, it's kind of a nod to the song Aliens on Arirang.
Yeah, you know, I love that.
It's a spaceship. But also, I immediately thought of, as it pulls out, that they're floating in the microcosmos. And that, you know, although BTS can go through these struggles that they do, that they know that they have the microcosmos of BTS ARMY supporting them and loving them. And it just made me think about how they used that song to promote Arirang before it came out. So it felt very intentional that they're showing, you know, all these constellations. And then lastly, there are a couple different sevens that you can very clearly see in the constellations, like exactly to the left of this floating spaceship carousel building. One of them is shaped exactly like the seven from Map of the Soul 7. It's like at the, you know, top and to the left of the building, and it just immediately was like, oh my gosh, like that is the seven, you know. So I love that too. I love that the constellations are shouting OT7, and so a little bit of beauty,
a little bit of hope to it.
A little bit of hope to like the otherwise kind of heavy music video.
Yeah, like, wow. I think that we had more to say about that out of all of the music videos that we got for Arirang.
Yeah, I mean, we really loved the Hooligan music video also, but like this one, just the, I think also like the black and white visuals, like,
oh yeah, we didn't even mention
it. We didn't even mention that, but it's all black and white. Like, it's it's very like art house. That's what I said at the beginning, was it's high art. Like, there's so much to dissect here. Like, we gave our perspective of what we think it could symbolize and represent and the theories and whatever. But like, any ARMY could watch this and take it in a totally different direction. And that's just what I love when they put out a music video that has that potential.
Me too.
So yeah, pretty incredible.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. Yeah, I hope you all enjoyed all of the Festa concert, that you're streaming Come Over, that you're enjoying this new music video, and like, just continuation with the Arirang World Tour and getting all of the wonderful ARMY and BTS moments with their world tour that's going on right now.
Yeah. As always, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.